In this week's parsha, Moshe starts his speech with basically telling the story of the Jews going to Eretz Yisrael, starting from leaving Har Sinai and then going through, and then the Miraglim. Did they want to go? Did they not want to go? And the end of 40 years, what countries they went to and conquered, and it's all one theme. There's a strange tangent at the beginning in Perek Aleph. You have Pasuk Ches. Go into Eretz Yisrael, and then it continues straight into that we went through the Midbar, and we got to Har HaMori, and I said, Hashem gave you the Aretz, and then said the Meraglim went downhill. But in between, in Psukim, Tes, through Yud-Ches, we have, seems to be a tangent, about appointing the Dayanim. Right? Therefore he says, you should have the judges, and he talks about that he found Chachamim in Yuim, and he made them Rashi Chamish, Sarei Alefim, Sarei Meos, and he gave them instructions, Lusakir, Panim, Bamishpat, etc. What does all of this about appointing judges have to do with the story, which is the story of going from Har Sinai, from the Midbar, to Eretz Yisrael? What is this tangent doing here, when it comes to appointing judges? And there are many answers to that question. The Ramban gives a very poshut answer. He says, no, this is all part of going into Eretz Yisrael. That, what does it mean to go into Eretz Yisrael? You're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. How are you ready to go into Eretz Yisrael? Not just you have, you have an army able to conquer it, but you have to have an organized society. You have to have Lo Sakir Vanim Bamishpat, Kakaton Kagadol Tishma'un, right? Ki Mishpat Lelukim, who, Shamo Ben Achakim Mishpatem Tzedek. If you don't have an organized, just society, with people who are able to defend the weak and save the oppressed from their oppressors and to fairly judge and to ensure justice in society, then you're not ready to have a country in Israel. It's not enough to just have the military might to conquer it. You need to be able to have a just, organized society there. So Ramban says, Moshe is telling him, now you're ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. You're only ready to go to Eretz Yisrael because now you have shvatim that you can live in a civilized fashion in Eretz Yisrael. The Rav once said that the mitzvah of, we'll discuss Menastam next year, then we learn Masech Sanhedrin. There's a mitzvah of Minu Dayanim, and there's a difference between Minu Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you need to have Dayanim, simple pshat, in every area. While in Chutz La'aretz, you just need to have perhaps access to, a Bez Din that's geographically accessible by everyone, but not one that's going to be, you don't need B'chol Ir V'Ir. That's a simple pshat. You don't need in every city. You need in an area there should be a bezdin that people can come to if they need to. But you don't need a bezdin keeping an eye on and putting their imprint in every city. And the Rav said once, he thinks the additional chiyuv to have dayanim everywhere in Eretz Yisrael is a chiyuv in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Part of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not just to have Jews living there as opposed to goyim living there, as opposed to have noyim living there, but to have a Jewish society there. And a society means one with dayanim who can stand up for our values and make sure that those are kept in society in an organized fashion. And the Rav once pointed out as well that if you look in the Haftorah for Parshas Dvarim, what's the connection between the Haftorah and the Parshas? So obviously on one level, it's about the theme of Chorban and Tisha B'Av, and you have the Chorban of Tisha B'Av predicted in the Haftorah, and you have the Chet HaMeraglim, which is the root of Tisha B'Av, in the Parsha. But on another level, in the Haftorah, why does it say there's going to be a Chorban? Because, right, Echa Haitzal Zonah Kiyan Emana, right, Mele'ati Mishpat Tzedek Yalin Bavi Atamratzchim, that Yerushalayim used to be an era of Tzedek, and then became a place of Sarayach Sorim Reganavim Koloma Ave Shochad Rodfei Shalmonim Rodef Shalmonim. Right, the exact opposite of this. Here it says not to have bribes and favoritism. And why was Yerushalayim destroyed? Because it was supposed to be a place of Mishpat and turned into a place of perversion of justice. And how will it be redeemed again? Tzion b'mishpat yipadev shavetz v'tzdaka, the only way to get back to the Geul is the theme of Mishpat. And the Rav says, in the Parsha we learn that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not just about politics and military, it's about having society based on justice, It's about Minu Dayanim, and that's the same theme as the Haftorah. The Haftorah just takes the theme from the Ramban in this parasha and says, as long as you have that, you can be Zochan Eretz Yisrael. Once you pervert that justice, and you don't have the Shoftim V'Shotrim, and you don't have the values organizing society, then you're not going to be able to have that society. And if you want to get back to the Yitzchiyam B'Mishpati Padeh, Vishaveha Fitzdaka, Rav, we know had a brisker Peda in the Gears of Benching based on that Pasuk, right? Bonei Yerushalayim. If we want to, as we, you know, look forward to the Misabal and Tishbav, and then we'll be able to be a Zoche Rav Simchas Yerushalayim, to remember the Simchas Yerushalayim comes not just from a building, and not just from conquest, and not just from a nation, an army beating the Goyim, but comes from the inner redemption of society, which is a Jewish society based on Jewish Torah values of justice. And one of the ways in which we work towards bringing back the Beis HaMikdash is Tzion B'Mishpati Padeh V'Shaveha Pitzdaka, to work to ensure that our society is as Torahdik as possible by having the Shoftim Shotrim, having the values of justice and being organized based on principles not of might make right and, you know, money talks, but based on Lo Sakiru Panim and based on Kakadon Katugadol Tishbon. And because of that, we'll be able to see the Gula Shleim here. Yomeinu, Amen.